Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Personality Types Shiur number 39. We're at the second to the last of the 16 types of personality types. Today, we're going to talk about the ENFP, Extroverted Intuitive Feeling Perceiver, the Independent Idealist, sometimes called a campaigner. Like any NF, they're sympathetic, perceptive about people, seeing life filled with drama and meaning. They're original, independent. They feel like they're charged with a special mission to perform in the world. They may be desperately unhappy if their pursuit for that special mission is blocked. They hate routine as an N. They're charming, ingenious. That's the E and the N quality. They function on impulsive energy rather than willpower. That's P. They're enthusiastic, adaptable, fiercely independent, resentful of any kind of subordinate role, whether in marriage or at work. They enjoy the process of creating, but they're not interested that much in follow-through, which many P's aren't, and NPs aren't. As N's, they enjoy inventing new ways of doing things. They're often optimistic, enthusiastic, and high-spirited, which P's are like. They're ingenious and imaginative, which N's are like. Wide choice of careers. Like other NFs, they may have difficulty knowing what they want to do, though, because they have so many interests and they're versatile. Like other P's, they're highly unpredictable. They have difficulty making commitments. They can shift from the role of parent to friend to their children, from being generous to being frugal, from being extravagant to being self-denying. They fluctuate as P's. Being an N, they're very conscious of the gap of how things are in their relationships and themselves in reality and how things ought to be. And because of that contrast, they feel often dissatisfied and sometimes highly critical of themselves for not being better. Like other Fs, they have intense emotional experiences that make them feel alive. As NFs, they are excellent observers of people, and they lack that judgment part, that J. And that's sometimes gives them a lack of structure that they really do desperately need. They're hypersensitive often, they could be hyper alert. And the idea being is that they are dynamic, enthusiastic, highly skilled with people, affirming, gregarious. They have an exceptional capacity of dealing with varieties of peoples and events and challenges, often simultaneously. They have a high need to be affirming of others and to be affirmed. This drives them in a way that may appear overly positive, even insincere. And craving such affirmations, they will overexert themselves, sometimes physically, sometimes psychologically, to please people. They may spend extra energy giving strokes to everyone, trying at times to desperately get strokes in return. It's not uncommon for ENFP to work themselves to exhaustion, following an exploration or seeking approval response for someone that's important to them. They have the ability to see the potential in people, to be positive about them, and that gives them an edge in interpersonal dynamics, especially when combined with their almost psychic ability and awareness of knowing what's going on with the people around them. They have this extroverted enthusiasm, and they may share some of their intuitive insights, be accurate about it. And because of their enthusiasm of life, it's easy for them to rally support around any number of exciting ideas or causes. But sometimes they make more starts than finishes, right? People are attracted to their charisma, but often get frustrated by their lack of organization and lack of following through. Gender differences. ENFPs are generally traditionally attributed more to females, their sociability, their desire to please, their spontaneity, their concern for other people. ENF males are not stereotypical, but they could thrive nevertheless. And by virtue of their enthusiasm and their general accepting nature, they're highly resistant to putting themselves in the box or putting other people in boxes. And they enjoy their own multifaceted personalities, and they identify with other people very often. They have a beautiful quality of effortlessly taking on both the characteristics and problems of another type. They're very supportive. They're very accepting. In a relationship, they're rarely complacent. They're highly committed. And parenting is fun for ENFP. They're home, not often the neatest, because they're NFP makes them not really neat, but they love the fun, the exploration, the love, the excitement. There's a big self-expression need for them to give their energy to help others achieve their goal and their enthusiasm towards it. But again, if they're thrown into different directions in many different ways, they could get frustrated. Relaxation and play does not come easily for them. They have to work at it. As children, they are a delight. They could be exhausting for parents, but they are a delight. They're very playful, but they could be hypersensitive. Their approach to learning is multifaceted, and they generally, do well academically. They're people pleasers, and they enjoy family events, parties. They're great improvisers. Work by them also is the idea they have a hard time settling in one career because of their multifaceted idea of what they want to be like. So all this is important to know about an ENFP. They tend to embrace big ideas and action that reflects their sense of hope and goodwill, and they are free-spirited, outgoing, open-hearted, open-minded, want emotional connection with others. They appreciate everyday life in a carefree way, in a beautiful way, in their unique way. They're driven by imagination and wonder and belief in things that cannot always be explained rationally. They're independent. They're creative. When someone sparks an imagination of an ENFP, they show enthusiasm that's infectious. They seek joy and pleasure and happiness and fun. They're very, very empathetic. But they need to be careful because they may read too much into other people's behaviors, too much of their attention. So they have to be careful pertaining to that. What are their main strengths and main weaknesses? Their main strengths, they are very, very curious people. They find beauty and fascination with nearly anything. They're not afraid to venture out of their comfort zones. And they are very, very perceptive and insensitive to the feelings of others and the needs of others with their caring, considerate nature. They're very, very enthusiastic, eager to hear other people's ideas. Even if their thoughts are wildly different than their own, they're excellent, excellent communicators. They brim with things to say, as caring listeners do. They have positive, enjoyable conversations with all sorts of people, even those that aren't so sociable and agreeable. They know how to get along with them because they're very easygoing. And they may have these deep, meaningful conversations, but also they can be spontaneous and lighthearted. They know how to find fun and joy in the present moment. And they're very good-natured, and they're very positive. The weaknesses they have, some of them, is that they could be very people-pleasing to maintain the peace. They may compromise on things that matter to them and allow others to treat them poorly. They may be unfocused. They have a thrill of a new project, but then they'll lose focus. And they could often be disorganized. And they could often be overly accommodating or overly optimistic. They have too much of a rosy outlook sometimes when they need to have that checks and balances of the J to say, hey, maybe there's something off here. We have to figure it out. They're very, very restless. They seem upset and dissatisfied sometimes with a nagging feeling that things could need to be better and so on and so forth. In romantic relationships, husband and wife, they're very caring, they're passionate, they're warm, they're open-hearted, full of hopes and dreams and ideas. They long for a rich life of experience. The romantic relationship, husband and wife, could be very beautiful with an ENFP. They could connect in very deep levels, and they have that longing and sense of connection. But again, one has to be very careful to have that balance between them and the realistic balance in them, like we talked about when we talked about the other NF personalities. They tend to be very affectionate towards their husband or wife. But they need to work on those other aspects as well. They need to know that it's not just fun and games, that a lasting love relationship requires effort and commitment. And they become alarmed when, it's not working, but they need to work on those, again, opposite personalities, sometimes to be more introverted than they'd like, sometimes to be more grounded, sometimes to be more rational, sometimes to be more focused and more, structured. But they could find ways to do this, to balance their spontaneous, passionate side with stability and consistency. with sensitivity, with goodwill, they can make mundane tasks very exciting and very rewarding. As friends, they make great, beautiful friends because they're excellent communicators. They could help people. They're very uplifting. They're very supportive. They have lightheartedness, but they could also have deep, heartfelt discussions. And they have a knack of making their friends feel seen, feel valued, feel appreciated. They're generous. They're authentic. And they have a lot to offer in the realm of friendships because they have very, very warm personality. And they can transform, like we said, even the most ordinary moments into the most special occasions. And this is all very, very important. And they can make life spectacular. They could really, you know, their life perspective is to respond not only to their friends' needs, to their own, to balance their desires, to use their full strength of their empathy and curiosity and joy of their friendship in the best possible way. As far as parenthood is concerned, also, that's a great joy that they have in parenting. They could see their child light up with curiosity about the world around them. ENFP parents work very hard to ensure that their children feel accepted and worthy for who they are. They guide their children. They embrace their unique passions, their unique interests. And they need to learn, though, the right balance between love and discipline. The discipline doesn't come easy for them. But often they need those boundaries. The kids desperately need those boundaries. So if you just use the ENFP personality alone without the balance, there'll be a lack of boundaries. So it's very important to create a certain structure to make them feel healthy and safe and well, and to have that open-minded and empathetic nature, to radiate acceptance, to radiate compassion. And all of this is extremely, extremely important. As far as career paths, you know, they have such wealth of ideas and interests and hobbies, and therefore sometimes they have trouble picking a career path. But they can use their boundless curiosity and imagination to propel themselves and focus on any profession and do it wisely. And those things work for an ENFP. And they are best at jobs that promote their talents, inborn talents, innate talents, and it's very important to appreciate all personality types, including the ENFP personality types, which is a very creative one, and bring out their fullest potential and recognize the balance that needs to be had with this personality type and all of them to bring out and work out on the opposite parts of your personality in order to be beshlemus and integrate yourself as a whole healthy human being. Bracha v'atzlacha.